All right, now, Brother Larry, I'm ready if you are. Thirteenth chapter of the book of Revelation is really, truly a tremendous chapter. We get introduced to reality to two things, really three things. One is called the Antichrist. We're going to get introduced. Number two, he has someone who's really his right-arm person. Let's call it, for lack of a better word, let's say his lieutenant. And then we get introduced to the mark of the beast that we all know is 666. Larry, I'm ready for the scripture whenever you are. Here we go. Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18. John said, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads, 10 horns, and upon his horn 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth was the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and his great authority." Now, make sure that you understand something. Especially those watching by internet, maybe you have not been part of the study all along. Understand here where it says dragon, we understand this dragon is to be, of course, Satan. The beast that you see up here, this is, of course, the Antichrist. He's going to rise up. Now, some people say when it says rise up out, and I say some people, because a lot of the interpretation, of course, we're not 100% for sure, but a lot of people really seem to think that this person is going to come out of the Middle East. Now, before I go on any farther, some people have suggested that the Antichrist is not really a man, but more of a political or religious nation. It could be a nation, not a person. Now, I believe it's a person. I always believe this. A lot of people believe that this man is alive and well, even as I speak now. Matter of fact, I saw a place where they call people in and they give out numbers. What am I trying to say? People, help me out here. My mind is a little blank sometimes. A survey. Thank you. Whoever said that. Last fall, and they said that 85% of all Christian preachers believe that the Antichrist is alive today as well. Now, obviously, this person is not going to be known to anybody until after the rapture of the church. But all this proves is that if this person is alive, then we all know this could happen at what? Any time, meaning the rapture of the church. Now, here's a big description of the seven heads, 10 horns, 10 crowns. All this is talking about the fact this is going to be a very smart man, a very powerful man. And when you see here the 10 crowns, basically what a lot of theologians believe, and I'm trying to give you a little background work to this, is simply this. Is that these are 10 major countries on the globe that will turn their power over to him. Some people seem to think that these are the 10 major powers that's over in the Middle East. Some people don't know whether or not they believe the United States would be one of these or not, but I don't care, I'm not going to be here. They can turn over whatever they want to be, because I'm going to be in heaven with Jesus. Give the Lord a hand on that. All of this, and the beast, again, the Antichrist, which I saw was likened to a leopard, feet as a bear, mouth as a lion. All of this is just talking about how powerful this man is going to become and how feared he's going to be feared, especially during the last 3.5 years that we'll see in a minute. And look here. And Satan, the dragon, gave him his power, his seat, in his great authority. This man works for Satan. Understand that. This is Satan empowered within flesh. Gives you a little bit of a parallel between, you know, Jesus became God in flesh, didn't he? And in Christ, you're going to see a lot of comparisons to Christ here, except one is great glory, and the other one is great sin. All right, well, there you go. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? At some point in time, we don't know how, don't know where, more than likely, probably near the halfway point, because understanding during the first 3.5 years, this man is going to come across like he's an angel, like he's great, he's wonderful. He's going to help restore order to this world after the church has been raptured. And then he's going to take a major turn. Well, sometime when he makes this major turn, this man's going to be injured. Most people believe someone's going to kill him. Maybe someone who is saved. Someone sees how evil he is and going to kill him. And then the devil's going to bring him back to life. Does that give you parallel to anything you've heard of before? Huh? Jesus. Jesus. Now let me tell you this. When this happens, folks, I guarantee you it's going to be worldwide. It's going to be on TV. It's going to be on satellite. It's going to be on the internet. People are going to see this man healed, and then he's going to come back to life. And then what happens? All the world, you see this, all the world? All the world's going to wonder after the beast. They're going to say, wow, he can't be killed. They're going to be scared. Some are going to worship him. Some are going to be scared of him. And they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast. Of course, the beast is going to say, I'm not alive because the one that I serve brought me back to life. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who's able to make war with him? How can we stop this guy? We might as well just worship him and make sure he can't stop him. This is going to be the turning point that over the last 3.5 years, this man's going to receive power from every nation on the globe. Because he's going to come back to life on national TV, the whole world's going to see it, and he is going to become very powerful. At the same time as he becomes very powerful, he's going to become very evil. Look how this unfolds. All right, Brother Larry. And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42.5 months. But this power is going to change. He's going to be a good guy now to an awful fella. And the next power he's going to have is going to be over the next 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth to blaspheme against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them. And the power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. He's going to declare war on God and God's people. These were the people who have been saved during this tribulation period of time. He ain't got nothing over on me because I'm going to be in heaven. He don't have anything over on you because you're going to be in heaven. But to those who are saved during the tribulation fire, he's going to say, I want these people killed. I want them killed. I want them killed. I want them killed. That's what he's going to do. He's going to make war. And he's going to say some awful things. He's coming up against the tabernacle. He's coming up against whatever churches some of them may have tried to start. He's going to destroy them wherever he can find them. It's going to be a worldwide. Over all what? Kindreds and tongues and nations. This is one mad man. And he's out to destroy. Do you get the picture? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. This guy's going to create a tremendous following. Either they're going to be scared of him, or they're going to think he's some kind of a god because he came back to life. And I mean, this world's going to gather around him. And they're going to become strictly the followers of Satan and the Antichrist because of what they see. Keep this in mind, on what they see. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed by the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Now these saints are going to do everything they can to try to run from the Antichrist. And God's going to say that you're not going to be able to fight. Don't take up the sword. Don't worry. Payday's coming for these people. Some of them are going to hide. Some of them are going to be able to stay hidden. But a lot of them are going to be killed. All God is saying is there's no sense fighting. You let me do the fighting. And basically that's what's going to happen. That's what happens to all of us. We try to really fight even in our own world today. And God says, believe me. Vengeance is mine. You leave it up to me. You live a faithful life. You live a godly life. You do the best you can to live for me. And anybody that comes up to destroy you one day, I promise you, will pay the price. But leave it in my hands.
Amen.
Everybody give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. And beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. And he exercises all power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he goeth and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Another beast. Second in command. I call him the lieutenant. He's going to enforce. He's going to be the military leader. He's going to be the spokesman for the Antichrist. He's going to be the person that sets everything in motion over this last 3.5 years to make this place and this world hail for all those who try to stand up against the Antichrist, the beast. The lieutenant, the second in charge, powerful, powerful person. He's going to be known, he's going to be well known, he's going to be introduced, and he's going to be the spokesman and the leader for the Antichrist to make sure that whatever the Antichrist wants done, you can see that it's done. I want you to look here. And he's going to do some great wonders. He's going to make fire come down from heaven. Remember, we had an Old Testament that did that once before, too. See, all this is a mockery to God. See, you've got Satan, the dragon, Antichrist, the beast, and then you've got the second beast. Jesus says, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. This mocking God. You understand this? Do you see it? I want it to come alive on a page here. This is truly nothing but a mocking of God. See, Satan has his trinity too, if you will. If you will. But this trinity's going down. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do, and the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword, which had the wound by a sword, and did live. And he had power to give life unto this image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now, we all have churches where we go in and we worship God. There's going to be a statue built to worship the Antichrist and sitting there. But this is not going to be just not anything just so made of marble. It's actually going to come alive. It's going to speak. So you got the second lieutenant speaking, and then he's going to pull this power to make the statue speak. It's going to speak. You're going to say, if you don't bow down to the worship of the Antichrist, you will be killed. Everywhere that these people on the social world, these people are going to have some powers, maybe magic powers, whatever it may be, because Satan is given the power to do this. And people are going to be in awe. They're going to be scared. And they're going to think this is a god. Can you imagine? But you know, today, folks, in our world, we sort of do the same thing in a lot of ways. There's a lot of images that we really worship today. When you really think about it, you know, we worship things too, don't we? We're all about having things. You know, a lot of people put your home first, put your job first, put your cars first, put your boats first, put your property first. And believe it or not, you would say, well, I know that I worship all that. But let me tell you something. If you let that stand in the way of coming to worship God, that's what you're doing.
Amen.
But this is going to be seen around the world. We don't know how big this statue is going to be, but it's going to be huge. And it's going to come alive. And it's going to say, bow down and worship the Antichrist, or you will be killed. Does that come alive on the page? Do you see it? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry. Now, there are probably some of the most discussed things in the book of Revelations is coming up. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man may buy or sell, save he that hath the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number 600. 66. In English, 666. Most Bible scholars believe that this mark is already on the Antichrist somewhere on his body. What's going to happen? When he takes over and becomes very evil, to those, whether they worship him or not, he's going to say, you're going to have to take this mark. Or you will bow down to me. Or you're going to starve to death. You're going to take the mark, which means you're on my side. You believe in me. And when you take this mark, it's going to be a number. And some people believe already in the computer age, how's he going to track this? Don't believe me. It's very easy in the computer. Those of you in the computers, I promise you, if you use your credit card right now, this government knows where you go, where you're at, what you buy, and what you spend. I promise you that. Give them all a hand of applause. Who knows what this is going to be? You're going to have this number, or you're not going to be able to buy a loaf of bread in any store across this planet. For your children, for anyone else. He's going to back you in a corner and make you do one of two things. Either take this mark and worship me, or die. And believe it or not, I believe with all my heart there are going to be some people that will not take this mark. But the majority of the world will. 666. The number of a man. Not the number of God, but the number of a man. We're leading up, folks, to the greatest battle known ever, ever, ever to be fought on this planet. World War I, World War II, Civil War, anything you want to imagine that was horrible, nothing will compare to the war we're heading to. And it's the battle between God and Satan. And it's coming. And you're going to be on one side, and you're going to be on the other. One side, Well, there, no in between. If you're watching by internet today, you need to be choosing sides because today's coming. What side are you on? Do you believe in the mark of Jesus, which is the nails in his hands, the nails in his feet, God's grace? Or do you believe in the mark of the beast? One way or the other. Either you believe in the nail scarred hands, or you believe in 666. You have to make that choice. The battle's coming. The battle's coming. And when we get there, folks, you're going to see just how deep the blood's going to run over this planet. But you know, that same battle's going on right now between good and evil in your own heart. You fight it every day. I fight it every day. Sometimes Satan wins, we've got to be honest. But right now we live in a world where we can say, Father, forgive me. Forgive me, I have sinned. And his grace is going to cover you. His mercy is going to cover you. He's going to forgive you. But there's going to come a day where grace is gone. And judgment's coming. Right now you're still under grace. You got a chance. Don't let judgment take over. Grace is in your hands, in your choice, in your decision. But stay away, please. With every head is bowed and every head is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, your presence is in this place. Your amazing grace is in this place. Father, may your power go forth. For anybody within the sound of my voice, whether on the internet, Father, or within this own congregation that is lost today, today, I promise you, is a day of salvation. Grace is in this building. And if you're watching my internet, grace can be anywhere that you're at, day or night. When all you do is call upon God and pray in the name of Jesus and say, Father, forgive me, I'm a sinner. Change me, and your life will be changed for eternity and eternity. If you're here and you know Jesus, count your blessings every day. When we give this altar call, believe me, there are going to be people across the globe that one day when they meet God, He's going to point out every altar call given on this planet that you missed. And you wouldn't come. This is your day. Would you come? In the name of Jesus. Father, bless these moments. Bless these moments. As your grace goes forward. In Jesus' name. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, Brother Larry, if you'll begin. Would you come? In the name of Jesus.